outside the buck and shoot. You lose a spur, you lose your seat, you lose yourself. By now he's bucking mean and dirty, slinging shit in cowboy boots and kicking clowns. No fool, no fun, low rider. You gotta feel the way he's moving. You gotta watch his head. And brace yourself for anything that'll render you my dear. You know the art of hanging, hanging just as tight. Well, it's something like a hurricane dancing with a kite. And it's tough to cut and it's beaver hats. It's drinking beer and pulling trailers, idling mail on barrel racers, and of course a buckle. No ride, no pay, bull rider.
listening to Tim.
And you're listening to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca. A little late here. Traffic is crazy. And the rain is pretty insane out there. I was tempted to open the show with No Hope for the Kids with Rainy Day, but I realize I pretty much do that every week that I host Generation Annihilation when it's raining. So I thought I'd do something different, play a little Axe Grinder with you with Never Ending Winter, because that's what we're in store for now. We had a pretty good run, but yeah, I think it's pretty much over. Now it's time for lots and lots of rain. As I said, I'm late, so that means we only have 45 minutes left to do this show, so I'm just going to blaze through it. I got a bunch of stuff to play for you. I brought a few new demo tapes and a few special records, and I got a little bit of music coming for what is going to be playing in Montreal next weekend for the Varning from Montreal Festival. But first, let's play a band that's coming up to Seattle. They're going to be there on Sunday playing with Bone Sickness and Iron Lung. This is Condition on CITR. We'll be right back.
the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
You're victimized!
All right, that was Edmonton, Alberta's only Harper SS, which is a one-piece band, at least on this recording. It's Graham from Wednesday Night Heroes, No Problem. Yeah, just doing his own little hardcore band, Harper SS. Great stuff. That was a song called Victimized. And here's a sleeve. It's on Crude City Records, which is Dave Quirk's label out in Edmonton. You should track this shit down. It's pretty good. Starting off that whole set was Condition from Los Angeles with the song called Bombed Out, and that's off of their newest EP called Bombed Out. After that, Bone Sickness off of the Alone in the Grave LP with Submit to Decay. A newer band from San Francisco after that called Ritual Control off of their demo tape with the song called Debilitating. That's somewhat of a San Francisco supergroup, kind of. Members of Condition, Afflexus, Sanctum, No Static, bands like that. Great demo. They just recorded a 7-inch due out probably in a couple months on Residue Records. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to keep things going here on Generation Annihilation. I am going to play an old band called The Zero Boys.
I can see your bones. decide its own fate, would entrench the Cold War in the headquarters of peace. Whatever advantages such a plan may hold out to my own country, as one of the great powers, we reject it. For we prefer a world war in the age of self-determination to world war in the age of mass extermination. Today, every inhabitant of this planet must contemplate the day when this planet may no longer be habited. Every man, woman, and child lives under a nuclear sword of Damocles, hanging by the slenderest of threads, capable of being cut at any moment by accident or miscalculation or by madness. The weapons of war must be abolished before they abolish us.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
And that was the Dick sending off that little set with I Hope You Get Drafted, and that's off of a reissue I got of the piece EP, re-released on Alternative Tentacles Records. Starting off that set, we heard, Zero Boys. Sorry, I kind of lost track there. We listened to a track from the Living in the 80s EP with a song called I'm Bored. After that, I played Broken Bones for you with the song called Wealth Rules. After that, Bomb Splinter, a brand new band from Los Angeles. The tape quality kind of sucked there, but that's off of their demo. You kind of get the idea. But I saw them live with Mob 47 and a bunch of other bands in LA, and they totally kicked ass. That was off of the No One Survives demo tape. Wait until their record comes out, because it will blow you away. It's members of Cruel as well, another band you should check out from the Los Angeles area. After Bomb Splinter, I played Apocalypse Now from Portland, Oregon. Basically Portland's version of Broken Bones for you, with the singer of Bog People and the guitar player from Death Charge and older Hellshock stuff. You heard the song called Prelude to War. And the Dicks rounded out that set with I Hope You Get Drafted. And we got 20 minutes left. I'm going to play some bands that will be playing the Varning Festival in Montreal next week. I don't know how many of you from Vancouver planning to head out, but I'm going to be there. And it's going to be totally awesome. And this is one of the bands that I'm super excited to see. They were supposed to play last year, but canceled. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they're going to make it this year, because this is one of my favorite bands right now from New York City. This is Hank Wood and the Hammerheads on Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah.
hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And that was New York City's Anasazi off of their 7-inch EP. I can't tell you the name of the song. I don't know. The handwriting's too messy and everything. That's art for you, I suppose. And yeah, that 7-inch is actually a lot better than I was expecting it to be, which is pretty cool. They played the Alf House a while ago, and yeah, it was pretty nuts in there. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you the list of the songs and the show. I started off with Hank Wood and the Hammerheads off the Go Home EP or LP with the song called My House. After that, La Misma, also another band from New York with a song that I cannot pronounce, but that's off of their demo. They're playing Varney as well. The Mighty Proxy from Montreal off the Police Car EP with the song called Parasites. Blood Crow Butcher from Boston off of their demo tape. They're another band playing Varney that I can't wait to see. And, of course, Institution from Sweden. I've played this many times on the show, and how could I not? It's members of Totalitar, Herodotus, and a bunch of other stuff meanwhile. So, yeah, I'm super excited to see them as well. Ruleta Russa from California with the song Lale, and that's off their LP, which just came out a while ago. They were one of the best bands to play Distort Vancouver this year, so I'm really excited to see them in Montreal. And Kremlin from Toronto, who I just heard from the grapevine that they're planning to break up pretty soon. So I think Varning is one of the last chances to see this great band from Toronto. Anasazi wrapping off the set. And yeah, Power Chord is next. Metal Ron just walked in the door. So I'm going to end things off with a band who just put out an LP. It got recorded like 5 years ago, but it finally got put out. And they're one of the headliners at Varney. I can't wait to see. This is Criminal Damage on Generation Annihilation. And we will see you next week with Aaron Brown. Okay, take care.
Right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and hope everyone had a good Halloween and got lots of candy and scared some people out there. We're going to scare any of the, people out there, I guess. I can't think of anything witty. I guess I'm just, the rain's just sort of, drained my brain. So anyway, got lots of new stuff here today. There's been just so much new releases coming out that it's hard to keep up, actually, which is a good thing. Keeps us going. Finally got a hold of the actual album now and just love it to death. Brand new Metal Church album. Best thing they've done with this lineup. Very similar to their older material, in my opinion. Probably Kurt Vanderhoof's best production. Also got, which we've played before, new Death Angel. Now we've got some new live creators since that's out. Just got a brand new, the brand new Blitzkrieg, a new wave of British heavy metal band. Maybe a new Fu Manchu song. An old Canadian band called Varga, if you remember them, put out a brand new album. Very impressive, actually. But anyway, I'm going to carry on here, get started here. This is from the brand new album Generation Nothing, brand new Metal Church. Glad to see these guys back. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR. And here we go.